just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham.
Class for a music concert. She thought that her students would have an increased sense of appreciation for music. So she took the entire class to the music concert. And after the concert, she took them for a grand dinner, where they ate various things, delicious things. The next day, the teacher asked the youngest of the student, "What did you like in the concert yesterday? What did you love the most?" And the small girl answered, "Teacher, I loved everything except the music." So main thing was music, and that was lost. The main thing we should be able to grasp, rather than focusing on the unimportant, the unnecessary, that which is not the essence. To catch the essence is the goal. If you are too much concerned with the unimportant, with the worthless, you probably will miss the bus. In India, there is a system of reading books. If you read a book for the first time, you love it, you like it. But then nobody loves to read it second time. Yes. If it is very interesting, you might read it second time. But what about third time? What about fourth time? What about fifth time? What about sixth time? It will be entire stupidity to read the same book again and again, because you know everything about that book. And yet, in India, certain books like Bhagavad Gita, people keep on reading and reading and reading. Are they stupid? They don't call it reading, in fact. What they call that? Path. Gita path. Ramayana path. Hari path. Bhagavat path. So this path is not reading. Path is not about reading. They already know because they have been reading it from long time. So it's not about knowing things. It's not about knowing words. It's not about knowing the matter. But it's about catching the essence. It's not about becoming an erudite pandit. It's about entering the core. It's about drinking. It's not about understanding anymore. It's about singing the song, dancing a dance, reciting a poetry. It's not about reading prose. Prose is different, poetry is different. Prose you can read once and finish it off, an essay, a composition. But poetry, you keep on reading and reading, and every time you catch a new beauty, and every time you come across a new wonder, a new understanding, a new feeling, a new joy, a new thrill, a new amusement, a new joy, a new beauty, a new feel. So Murali is prose or poetry? Both. It's more of poetry. Bhagavad Gita. Gita means the song of the divine. It's not prose. It's poetry. It's song. So Murali is not essay. Murali is not composition. It is the song of God. It's Gita. Or in fact, the real Gita. So, approach the poetry as if a dancer is approaching the dance. As if a singer is approaching the song. As if a player is approaching the play. As if a musician is approaching the music. So Murali is more of music. Murali is more of song. Murali is more of play. The play of the divine. Murali is more of the romance. The divine romance. It's the love affair, not just the love letter. Reading is a love affair. You must fall in love with poetries. You must fall in love with the poems. So when you love something, it is not the question of how many times should I read Murali. You are not reading Pivat Ram Ras. You drink it. It's the nectar. It is Amrit. Ambrosia. So we are revising the first Avyakta Murali of this Yajna. The first divine flow. The first song. The first Avyakta song. Unmanifest song. That was sung by God on 21st January 1969, the first Avyakta Murali. Let's see what he says. Sam Baba is giving instructions. Yesterday we saw ocean of upheaval. Everybody is in the stage of upheaval, or most of the children. What will happen now? Where will we go? What will happen to Murali? What will happen to centers? How will the management go on? So they are surrounded by questions. And God is giving answers now. The answers are in the form of guidelines. How things will proceed. What will happen. What you have to do. So these can be called divine guidelines, divine commandments, divine dictates. The class will continue as it has been up to now. So what Baba is saying, the class will continue. The Murli class is gone. The Brahma has gone away. But Baba is saying Murli class will go on as it is going on up till now. What will be spoken? The body of Brahma had been fixed, and so the Murlis that were spoken through that body will always be the Murlis. So the only what text can be called Murli? Only those things which are spoken through Brahma. The little service that takes place through the trans messengers cannot be called Murlis. Those sandeshis, those trans messengers, whatever messages they brought, this cannot be called. That does not have the magic of the Murli. There is a magic in the Murli of Bab Dada. So you have to revise all the Murlis that have already been spoken. Part. What you have to do? Part. Reading and reading and reading and reading. The reading should become a love affair. People don't get tired when they are in the company of the beloved. The time rather reduces, becomes less. And when you are with a tough person, uncomfortable persons, 5 minutes is difficult to stand that person. A man rushes to the post office and says, "Please do something. My wife has run away." The postman says, "Have you gone mad? This is not police station. This is post office." He says, "Out of joy, I am not understanding where to go and what, where not to go." So people stay together. But the strings of the heart never meet. Dil ke tar, they don't meet. They stay together, but as strangers. They can't stand each other. They don't talk with each other. Yet stay together. So Baba says, the little service that takes place through the trans messenger cannot be called the Murlis. That does not have the magic of the Murli. There is a magic in the Murli of Bab Dada. So you have to revise all the Avyakta Murlis. So how many Avyakta Murlis are there? 1068. From 1969 till 2017. So these are all the Avyakta Murlis. I hope you have all these Murlis with you. These are all available. Last few years, Murlis are scattered or not. So you'll have to compile them. But I think we already posted that in group. In Hindi group. Not posted as yet. Okay, we'll be posting. But that all Murlis are available only in Hindi. English, all the 1068 are not there or yet untranslated. Few of them. So you have so much a colossal work to do. The mammoth task is waiting for you. If you don't do the study, then what you have to do? You have to keep on asking people. Tell me this, tell me that. How to do this, how to do that. Yesterday's Avyakta Murli, what Baba said, all the answers are there in the Murlis. So when you write to Baba, just write one letter. I am okay. Don't write the story of Rama. Just write this. But what children do? They don't write one letter. How many they write? 10 or more than that. And what they write? "Please do something. I am not good. My wife is not good. My job is not good. What are you doing up there?" Baba says, just write okay. And things would become okay. He will respond. So now you have to revise. Revision is must. They say that if you read something, 80% of what you read, you forget in 24 hours if you don't revise. So if you read something today, if you read today's Murli, it should be revised within 24 hours. Otherwise, next day, blank paper with only the memories. How was the Murli? It was excellent. Mellifluous. Beautiful. What was it? Don't ask. Post will continue to be sent to the main centers from Abu Azaz Wall. Do you remember the Murli that was spoken a year ago? Do you remember? What Murli was there? 1 year back. So what is Baba's answer? You probably do not even remember the Murli you read yesterday. This is the level of your memory. You can't revise, you can't remember anything. Very poor memory power. Baba is giving us a certificate for our memory power. So do you remember the Murli that was spoken a year ago? You probably do not even remember the Murli you read yesterday. Some points are such that even though you read them, you read them many times, they don't stay in the intellect. They are very tough points. They are volatile, like mercury. That is why. The connection through Murlis and letters will remain as it is. So what is the task in front of all of us now? Start revising. Start reading. Reading is the best thing. My days among the dead are past. Around me I behold whenever these casual eyes are cast. The mighty mind of old, my never failing friends are they with whom I converse day by day. This is a poem by Robert Sati. I remember this poem was there in our textbook when I was in 6th standard and I loved it so much. It talks about books. The poet says that I love books more than anything. My never failing friends are they. Who are books? They don't fail you anytime. With whom I converse day by day. With whom I take delight in weal. When I am happy, I am and seek relief in woe. And my cheeks are often been bedewed with tears of gratitude. So books are your friends. When you read books, you are directly in contact with the mighty minds of the old. When you read something, you are in touch with those spiritual giants. So reading book. But that should not remain just a reading, a mechanical. Reading can make you a slave and reading can also lead to freedom. Both things can happen. You can become bookish worm. You can become a scholar, a logician. But book swallowing is not what is recommended. Reading book is a good thing, but that reading should become drinking. That reading should become something by which you grasp the essence, a new understanding, a new sphere, a new consciousness. You entering a new world. You directly get in touch with those old minds. The characters become live for you. The words start dancing. The words become music. The text becomes symphony. To read book is to fly. Fly up with those minds, with those words, with the beauty, with those emotions. So when you read something, for example, when you read a poetry which was written hundreds of years back, you feel the same string within your heart, the same thrill which the poet experienced. If you get situated in the same state of the mind as the poet. So Baba is avyakt. His poetries are avyakt. He is coming from that highest abode, the world of silence, and his silence is reflected in his word. So Murli is in fact silence encased in words. There are no words in fact. They are the incarnations of silence. So when the silence comes down on earth, they become God's version. So read them with that state of the mind. Don't read it at something which is a ritual, a ceremonial. I have to just go and sit in the Murli and write down something. You just scribble. Nothing enters the heart, the mind. Murli is not about intellect, it's about heart. Though it can make you an intellectual person, but it should make you a poet. A lover of God is a poet. A lover of Murli is a poet. So Baba says, read, revise, recite, part. So reading should not remain a mechanical thing, a cerebral thing. Murli should straight away enter your heart, as if a glass of wine become a spiritual drunkard. So this is the first commandment. Then Baba is saying, you will come to Madhuban to be refreshed as you have always been. Now the question arises, what will you do? Who you will come to meet? How will you get refreshed? You must have close connection with the lucky stars. Who are the lucky stars? All the dadis, all the instrument souls. And bring the result of your center, any problem, whatever progress there have been to those instruments in Madhuban, and also bring to Madhuban the new flowers that have blossomed in the garden in order to give them a vision in the garden. Together with this Bab Dada, serve fully through the trance messenger who is fixed. So the parties would keep on coming to Madhuban. The same system will go on. The letters would go from Madhuban. And what the party will come for? They will come for getting refreshed. If they have any problems, complaints, you can meet the seniors, the instrument souls, the stars. Madhuban is the constellation of stars. And the brightest stars are all the dadis, the seniors, the ancestors. They will help you fix your problems, the spiritual troubleshooting. So Baba is giving different directions, guidelines to be followed in future. So few we have seen today. There are many more. This entire Murli is all about future guidelines. And few we will see tomorrow. So what is the punchline? Revision. What you have to do? Revise all the Murlis. And I have seen that many people with their zeal and enthusiasm begin from 1969 and they never progress ahead. They just get stuck that we have begun revising Murli from 69. So forget 69, start from 1970. Because these Murlis are very tough, very difficult. So slight change. You begin from 70. Otherwise, many people remain stuck there only. They don't progress. There are only few who have revised all the Murlis. And they are really worthy souls of this yagya. Those who have finished reading all the Murlis. Only few are there, not many. But as I said, reading should not become a mechanical, a cerebral task. It should become a love affair. Om Shanti.